Thank you for tuning in today's show. Before we get started, I'd like to let you guys know you could follow us on Instagram at OKOKWe're Listening and also on Facebook at the same address. And also you could tweet us at Twitter at OKWe're Listening. Let's start the show. Welcome to OKOKWe're Listening. I'm your host, Gregory, and today I have with me, as usual, my friend, my partner in crime for the last 30-something years, Amadi Martin. Say hello to our audience, Amadi.
Hey, what's up? Good evening, everybody.
Oh, you're politically correct today. Look how nice and proper you sound today, sir.
Yeah, okay. Just getting warmed up, baby. We about to go, though.
We're going to continue on the conversation that we had last week of co-parenting. We got a lot of stuff in last week, but this week I wanted to finish off the show. But before we get started with that, I also brought in another person to the panel today. I wanted to have a woman's perspective, so I brought in my lovely friend, Serena Frankel. She is an entrepreneur. She has three salons in the Charleston and also in, I guess it's East Georgia, in Savannah, Georgia, La Rock Beauty. She's a good friend of ours, and I want you guys to welcome her to the show. Serena, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
How are you doing today, Serena?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
Good. What you been up to?
Oh, wow. Well, today I was on Bounce Around Charleston, which is on Live 5 News, and that'll be airing on Friday at 7:30. So I'm excited about
that. Cool. So hopefully before it airs, you can give me the link so I can share with our listeners so they can actually see that video that you had put out in the Charleston area.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to do so.
All right. Let's get started. Everybody ready, guys? Wave up everything that you did this day and also this weekend and ready to get into these questions?
Come on, man. Let's
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
All right. So the first question I have for you guys is can a dad be absent even if he lives in the same household with your child? So, you know, a lot of times, and I fall of this as well too, Tiffany would tell me, hey, Greg, you know, you got to deal with the kids. I'm like, I deal with the kids. Well, no, just sitting there watching TV with them, not dealing with them, you know, go out places with them, do things with them. So can that actually happen if a person is living in the same house as them and still not be there? Serena, won't you take that first? Since you're the new guest today.
I believe so. I think, absolutely. Because, I mean, you can be in a relationship with someone or married to them, and the mom is there all the time, and the dad is just working. And when he's home, he's tired, he's sleeping. Mm-hmm. And then he's back to work. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you're a single wife because your husband's always working and never home. So it's the grunt of the work for the kids is put on you. So, yes, you can be absent and live in the same house.
Marty?
I think you absolutely can be absent, father, even if you live in the same house. I think it all depends on the father, though, the person. A lot of it has to do with home training and the way that they were brought up, honestly.
So with that being said, what kind of effect do you think that's going to have on your child if the father is at the house and he's not doing anything? I'll let you answer this first, Amadi.
Well, I mean, you can see some of the effects in today's society. You know, people are looking for more attention. People reach out for more attention because they're not getting it at home, maybe from the person that they love or their father figure, so to speak. You see with young ladies, they might end up, you know, looking for an older man because they not be, might not be getting that attention from their father at home. And maybe he doesn't realize it. He might be too focused, like Serena said, on work, his profession and whatnot. So, I mean, you know, there's definitely some ways that a man can be absent, even if he's living in the house.
Anything to add to that, Serena?
I mean, it does affect the kids, because when they feel like it's just, if it's just a mom, they feel like they really don't have a dad. They do feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So when they have their games or if they're going through anything, you know, especially if it's a boy, well, girls too, they feel like they have to get it on the outside. So they cling to other people, other men. So that can be.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just have a hard time. I have a hard time answering some of these questions, Greg. I'm sorry, Serena. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just have a hard time understanding it. When you look at your kids, you know what I'm saying? I know you personally, you know what I'm saying? When you look at your daughters, I can't understand how you could even, like, Serena, you said, you know, come home and go to sleep. I know we're tired too, but I mean, when I come home and I'm tired, I see my son and I'm like, yo, come on, H, let's go do something, you know? Or, you know, like, trying to play basketball every now and then outside or, you know, go to his games. Like, I just couldn't see not doing something with your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hear both of you. Go ahead, Serena.
There are some men that feel that their role as a husband, as a father, is to take care of the household financially. They don't realize that kids don't care about money. They would rather live in a studio apartment with both parents and their dad there equally like the mom. Of course, you can't be there to have school, whatever, but to be there. People make the mistake of thinking they can buy their children. So they buy them all these extra things, and it means nothing because the kids are just turning up spoiled, but they're not being raised. Mm-hmm. You're just giving them stuff so they feel entitled. And then you wonder why your kids are talking back to teachers and getting in trouble and all these things because you're not setting a foundation. You're just buying them. And some guys feel that that's the way to do it. You know, let me make sure they have everything they have. I have to work this hard. Kids don't look at things like that. They need you.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. But like I said, when I first asked the question, you know, for myself, I find it very difficult for me sometimes because sometimes Monday through Thursday, I'm on the road. And then I just come home and then my wife, my children wants all my attention and I'm tired. So when we have a situation like that, what do we do as men to make sure we give more attention to our children? You know, do we Skype them every day while we're on the road? Do we call them every day? Or when we come home, do we just make a mandatory, you know, father, daughter, father, son type of outing whenever we come home? Monty, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I can speak from personal experience. I mean, Lauren FaceTimes me, I guess, at around 7:30, 8 o'clock. After loadout. So it's around 9 o'clock every day. So I'm already seeing Madison first thing in the morning. And, you know, it's like as soon as she wakes up. So that's just a everyday thing, you know. And with H2, I have him on Tuesdays and Thursdays and every other weekend. But what I'm finding now is him being 12, almost 13, about to be a teenager. What we're doing more often now is I'll catch him once he got out of school. I'll call his phone, and next thing you know, at around 2:30, 3 o'clock, he and I will have a conversation, whether it's, you know, his basketball game, working on his left, working on his dribble, why the coach won't let him do the sham god, you know?
Your son has a cell phone?
Yeah, my son has a cell phone. It's crazy. Child support money, baby.
And
child support money, good. Woo!
Wow. My kids don't have one yet, man. I can't see myself giving them a cell phone. But I'm sorry. Continue on.
That's not up to me, fam. But listen, though, seriously, though, it's a good experience, though, to hear you. You know, you're talking to your son. I'm like, I'm having a good time. I'm talking to the H man, and, you know, we're talking about his next game and, Dad, this is what I'm going to do next. Or, yo, Dad, can you give me these sneakers? And I'm like, yeah, I got you. You know, give me these socks or, you know, give me these shivers, you know, these arm guards and, oh, we need a haircut. You know, like things like that. Like, so my son and I have a great relationship as far as that is. And one of the things that I've always made it, but that was a relationship that, you know, I had with my father. But one of the things that I wanted to make sure that was different about my relationship with my son versus my relationship with my father is that I make it so that my son knows that I'm his friend also, but I'm also not your friend. You know what I mean? Like, I'm your father first, but I'm still somebody that you can sit there and talk to so we can have that relationship. So I don't want him to feel that he can't come and talk to me because I'm also going to be his protector and his provider.
Yeah.
So, Serena, with that being said still, let me just switch that up a little bit since you're the lady inside of the co-parenting side of the conversation. So if, let's just say you did have a guy that you were staying with and he's a, you know, the father of your child and he's going out during the week, you know, how would you make it more productive for him to actually speak to your son or daughter?
Well, I can say that when I was married, you know, my ex-husband helped me raise my son, and he was one of those absent dads because he worked so much, you know. Mm-hmm. And what I had to do is make it a point that he was at every game. He couldn't go to every practice, but he was at every game. We did a lot of traveling together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I had to push that because he's a workhorse. All he does is work. So he doesn't know to pull back because, like, his parents were married for well over 55 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he saw his dad do. So he just repeated the same thing. But I had to pull him back and say, hey, you have to spend time with Jordan. You have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just on me. I'm at every practice. I do all the volunteer work and everything. But you have to come to an understanding that this kid needs you. And they have a wonderful relationship. We're no longer married, but they have a great relationship because of that.
Well, it's good. I commend you for not allowing yourself to be a stumbling block between your son and his father and actually promote a good and a healthy relationship between them. Like I was saying, guys, with me, it's hard for me when I'm on the road, but when I am home and I got some time like today, my daughters and I went to go see Justice League. My oldest daughter loves Batman, and, you know, whenever we get into see anything that has to do with comics, you know, she's ready to go. And my youngest daughter is the same way. So when we went out there today, it was just us three. You know, I left Tiffany at home, let her do what she had to do, and I just took the girls with me, and we just be clowning all over the place and having a good time. So yeah, Amadi, I do agree with you with that. You know, we have to make that extra effort, even though we're dead tired, we work 10, 12 hour days. You know, when we come home, you know, that's what they expect. They expect us to be there ready and willing to listen to anything they have. And, Marty, your son is the same age as my eldest daughter. So you're getting it one way as a boy growing up and getting into puberty and mature into a man. I'm getting girls that's transforming into women, man.
Listen. Listen, I had a reality check today with my young lady at work today, man, and I had to think about that for a minute. We have girls. Bruh, you seen that part in Bad Boys? Like, Will Smith. I could see that happening easily. I called Madison today, like, after we had this conversation, and it was from Elaine, who you know, called in last week, and she was showing me her daughters, and I was like, I had to call Madison. I said, Lauren, put her on FaceTime. I got to talk to her.
Right.
I mean, even though she's only one, we had to have a talk. And I told her, listen, you've got to be very, very careful. Because I don't want to have to, but I'm letting you know now, Daddy will. Please believe. This daughter's thing, man.
It's bananas. And I got to tell you, it's a hard thing for me to understand, to comprehend myself. But if I'm not there, if I'm not there to communicate with them, if I'm not there to answer their questions, then someone in the street's going to do it. And I don't want that. So I have to make myself available.
I don't want to think about it.
All right.
So
let's open up the phone lines. Everybody, you guys want to call in? If you want to answer the question that we were just talking about absent dads, even if you're at home, please call in and give us your feedback at 515-605-9703. And the phone lines are being opened up by LaRock Beauty. LaRock Beauty is a place for women that want to have beautiful eyelash extensions and eyebrow services in a relaxing atmosphere. They are a premier lash and brow bar in Charleston area, providing five-star service to each and every client. You can read their reviews on Google or at laroqbeauty.com. That is LaroqBeauty.com. So the phone lines are open once again, 515-605-9703. Okay, guys. Another question I have for you, and Amadi, I'm gonna throw this to you first. Why do some men get upset when another man is raising their child that he didn't want to raise in the first place? What is the problem with that?
Amadi? What do you mean? What are they, dumb? Like they get upset because they get emotional. They're caught up in their feelings. Usually because they have leftover feelings from the woman that they were with. And they feel like that they're going to take it out. They can take it out on her by not supporting the child. And when in reality, that's a sucker move. So you know, you end up. It's so much bigger than what they think it is. It's childish, and it has to do with the way they were raised. Honestly, because what happens is you starts to become a chain reaction. You know what I'm saying? So then you get children that don't have a father figure, wondering why their father doesn't love them, and that's because they had either some type of issue, like I said, within. And then it creates, you know, these other grown men now who have this same issue, and the cycle continues. You know, it's up to us to break this cycle, and I don't want to get too far off topic, but I mean, like I said, it's really, really, it's really a sad situation when men do that. When, like I said last show, one of the things that I had to do, which made my life so much easier, was I separated my feelings that I had for my son's mother. For my son, you know, that had to come first. And once you realize that, you take the feelings out of that situation and apply them to, you know, this situation, which is your son, everything becomes a lot more clear. And that's so important. And to this day, I still apply the same concept when dealing with her. You know, his feelings are more important. So I'm not disrespectful. We can co-parent. There are times that we might have a disagreement, but still, nevertheless, you know, it's important that he sees that we are able to communicate and for the betterment of him, you know, he's the focus. That's what it has to be. It has to be about him. It can't be about anything else. It's about him.
So let me ask you this then. So if your child's mother did have a new boyfriend in her life and he was helping raising your son, would you have a problem with that?
No, I mean, as long as he's respectful and does the right thing, you know, I mean, he can't replace me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm
not trying to stop.
Yeah. So I mean, that wouldn't even be. You know what I'm saying? And any man that could come and teach my son more than what I can teach him is an addition. You know what I'm saying? It's a plus. He's getting more, and that's what's necessary. You know, it's going to take. Like for example, when you used to say, you know, my dad was like your dad at times. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was doing what he's supposed to do. You know, he was helping raise somebody in his community, another son. He looked at you just like another son. And that's how it was, and that's how it should be.
Right. Serena?
Huh. So, I think my views on this are a little different. I agree with Hamadi, but I dealt with that situation. My son's father, we were no longer together. And because I didn't want to be with him, he didn't want anything to do with our son. So he took that out. And then when I remarried, he was upset because this man took his place. But he didn't really take his place because he never made it his place. Because I didn't want to be with him anymore, he took it out on my son. Now, I was blessed with someone who loved my son, loved the ground he walked on, and supported any and everything that my son wanted to do.
Right.
So I lucked out. Some people don't have that blessing, you know?
Right.
He was there
right.
for everything. But some guys, I think that if they're still in love with the woman, it's hard for them to move on. It's hard for them to be in their child's life and not be with the woman that they had the child with.
People can't realize that. You have a new relationship now. If, you know, if you with a woman or if you with a man and you guys have a child, after that is done, you still have a relationship with that child, and you might have a different relationship with the child's mother or father, but you still have a relationship. You have to be there. That's basically the new marriage, the death do you part, because you're going to have that child with that person forever.
Exactly.
Before we go any further, I think we have someone on the line.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Serena. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No. Okay. We got someone on the line. Let's see if we can bring them in. Hello, caller. Welcome to OK, OK, We Listening. Say your name and tell us where you're from and say hello to our panel.
Hey, Serena, Hamadi, and Greg. This is Chantel. How you guys doing?
Hey, Chantel. How you doing?
Hey, Chantel. What up?
I'm good.
You have a question or comment
for you guys? I'm listening to what you guys are saying, and I mean, I just feel blessed to know people that are a part of, you know, good situations, because I find that when I talk to people about their co-parenting situations, it's always a negative, always a negative. Like, I can't remember ever having a conversation with someone that say, you know, that tells me that they have a good relationship with their ex, or that, you know, just that it's a positive situation for the kid. Like, there's always some sort of issue.
Give us an example.
And,
go ahead, Amadi.
I'm sorry.
You know what I had to learn? I had to learn, and I had to learn by watching. You know, as much as I couldn't stand my son's mother at one point, she was awesome as a mother. She was awesome, honestly. She was A1. She took care of making sure that his, you know, he had food on the table. I mean, there was times when I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, always right. And she made sure that he was always right. There were times that we both probably were, you know, trying to get at each other, but she always made sure that he came first. And I had to learn that later. And I don't mean like, you know, 3 years later. I mean like, you know, when he was 1, 2, you know, like I started to learn slowly. But she never dropped the ball at all, you know, and I guess that's just being a mother. And one of the things that I always, you know, gave her credit for was always being a great mother, you know, and that's always something that you had to, you know, reinforce.
Mike, I got a question for you, Marty. Are you trying to apply now that you are right now? Because you said there was a time that you wasn't always right. So now you're right?
What do you mean?
That's what you said. You said there was a point in time that you wasn't always right. So now you're right all the time?
All the time? No, not all the time, but most of the time. You know how this goes. Why are you acting slow? Stop it. Relax.
Well, thank you, Chantel, for calling in. Do you have any examples that you want to leave with us for people that's actually doing bad at co-parenting, or like Serena just gave us an example of, you know, her son's father don't want to deal with her son because they're not in relationships anymore. But then when she got that man, you know, when she got that man, he wanted to get back in or be more, I guess, visible, more upfront. So do you have any type of examples that you have from your friends that was unbelievable and we want to share with our guests so we can figure out a way to actually make that better for whoever has that same type of situation?
It's kind of the same with everybody. Like, I had a talk with one of my girlfriends, and she actually sent me screenshots of her bickering. Like, she was going back and forth with her son's father. And you could tell in the conversation it was more that he was harboring feelings, ill feelings towards her for you know, ending the relationship. And it's like that with another girlfriend of mine, and even my son's father. He hates me. Like, he uses every opportunity to bash me to my son, to a point where, like, I severed all ties with him. Like, you know, he doesn't even exist to me anymore. Luckily, I'm a part of a great co-parenting situation where my daughter's father stepped in, and even now when we're not together, every conversation we have is about all three kids. If it's about private school, if it's about 316, like, we already made that decision when we broke up. It's no longer about us, but we have these three kids, and until they are grown, and we won't, both of us gonna be sitting up there. If we have new spouses, we'll be with them at the wedding, at the funeral, at the whatever.
Right.
It's, you know, from the cradle to the grave at this point. But.
Okay.
I don't even know what to tell people. I'm blessed to be in a situation. I had somebody tell me, like, I'm trying to get what you have. I'm like, I don't even know how to tell you to get there. As long as you guys respect each other and, you know, come to an understanding that it didn't work out with us. We didn't work out in a relationship, but we still have to be friends and we're still family at the end of the day.
But you got to figure it out for the culture. It's bigger than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're raising kings and queens right now. Like, not to, you know what I'm saying? Like, so people got to really think bigger than, you know, get out your feelings, you know? Stop thinking about just
then. That's
little
the problem.
Small,
a lot of people
about.
Don't. A lot of people don't. Like, I've had my ex tell me he gonna smack me because he seen a picture of my son with with the person I was dating. Like, he threatened me.
I'm sorry, what?
A picture of his son with
another.
Yeah. Please believe that was handled. You know my family, and they rode to Brooklyn in a truck. Look,
we're not doing that.
But, you know, it was just, it was that petty. Like, because my son is in a picture with another man, and another man is showing him love that I don't show him. But because another man is showing him that love, I have an issue with you.
Okay. Thank you for calling in, Chantel. And, once again,
you're welcome.
You know, hopefully we'll get you back on another show as well in the near future. Thank you. We love you much.
I love you guys too. Bye.
Bye. So, yeah, guys, what do you guys think about that? You know, guys doing that, you know, fighting and shaming each other just because they lack the attention from each other, or they want to get back at their parent of their child. What do you guys think about that? Serena, go first.
I think that it's a maturity level. Mm. It has to do with maturity. Some guys can't handle it. They want to have their cake and eat it too. You don't want to do what you need to do for your child, but yet you want to dictate what I do with my life.
Mm.
And someone who's showing your child love. Because in my situation, I gave my ex, I gave him every opportunity. I would drive from Pennsylvania back to New York so he could see him.
Wow.
I took vacation, my one week vacation, I drove down to Virginia and stayed in a hotel. My now ex-husband paid for me to stay in a hotel for a week for my son to see his father and his family.
Right.
And I did everything. I will never be one of those women who's going to, you know, use my child to get back at a man. I think that's very immature, and people like that don't need to have kids. That's my thought. But thoughts about it, because it's not about you. Once you have that child should come first. Over
right.
your feelings, how you feel about a certain situation, you have to put them first. They didn't ask to come here.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Marty, your thoughts?
That's my thought.
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Really, Amari? Really?
Listen. Oh, you have no idea what's going on right now. Just answer the. Just give me the question. All right, stop playing.
So basically, the question, Amari, is: what do you think about that situation? What Chantel was bringing up, when you know the parents are bickering back and forth, and they're not really bickering about anything, but because one doesn't want to be with the other person, and then that parent that is bickering don't really want to be with the child either, because the mother or the father doesn't want to be with the other person. What do you think about that?
You got to let it go. You got to go.
Yeah.
You just got to go away. Like, you got to get away from that person. You know what I mean? That's what I did. Just got to go. You know, you got to stay away from them, and you got to focus on the child. It's tough. It's not easy. Ain't nobody saying it's easy. It was tough. But at the end of the day, you got to think about the bigger picture, and it's about the child. And then, you know, you start to think about I go back to my childhood, you know what I mean? How would I feel if my dad wasn't around, you know what I'm saying? Or if he always saw me fighting with his mother, you know what I'm saying? It started to look crazy. So you got to think right. about that, you know, like I keep saying, we're raising our boys to be men, and we're raising our girls to be queens. And that's important. That's an important step, and learning to let go of those feelings just to concentrate on the children.
All right, guys, I just want you to be reminded that we still have the phone lines open, so please call in at 515-605-9703. The phone lines are completely open. But let me ask you guys another question, basically on the same avenue of, you know, bickering. What if, you know, Serena, the baby father is being abusive to you, not to the child, but to you? Do you still want that man or woman, whoever, to be still in your child's life?
If they're being abusive to me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know, it's a tough
there's
one.
A certain level of respect that you must show your child's parent. There's a level of respect, because at one time you love this person enough to give them a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kids learn by example. You could tell them a million times, but unless they see you do it, it doesn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had someone that was abusive towards me,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I can handle that. Mm-hmm. I honestly, I've never been in that sort of situation because I have a huge family. So mm-hmm. I've never been in that situation. Mm-hmm. But for someone who doesn't, I think that you have to then go into the court system and get a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be, or it has to be something that you guys have to, there's something harboring from that person being abusive towards the other person. There's something there. And you have to find out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people think counseling is wrong. Oh, well, I don't need counseling. I'm going to my past. No, go to a counselor. Go to a family counselor. Some people need to learn how to be parents. They need to go to a parenting counselor. It's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would deal with that well. I don't know. I don't think that I would ever. If he was being abusive towards my son, that's absolute no. You can't no. I would go to the ends of the earth to protect my child. But you being abusive towards me, are you saying in front of my child or just
no? Just period. Period. They don't have to be in front of your child. Well, let's say it's not in front of your child because. Your child's thinking that his dad or her dad is
mm-hmm.
the best person on earth, but you know behind closed door he's abusive. So
yeah.
how do you actually go about that? You know, because I know there's a lot of females in our audience that's probably going through that situation now. And how do they handle
yeah.
it? Do we just tell them, hey, forget about the baby dad and just raise a kid by yourself? Or do you try to find some kind of supervision that your child needs to have to actually go to actually see that other person? Because without the child's parent, then there's going to be some kind of issue further down the road. But do you take one for the team or do you just completely get rid of it or get rid of him?
I would get rid of him, but then I would have
okay.
supervision. Because
okay.
if you're being abusive to me, what if the kid gets out of line and you just, you know what I'm saying? You may not mean to do it, but if they're abusive to you, they're going to be abusive to other people, including their child.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Marty, what do you think?
So I,
What do you think?
Not at all. Listen, Joe, you're killing me. Listen, Smalls. If you're going to have your child in your life regardless, you know, you just got to separate that relationship that you have with the abusive person. That's what it all right. boils down to. So, you gotta, again, it goes back to focus on the child. If you can't focus on the child, you're done anyway. Like, that's the reality of things. Like, how can you not focus on the child? You had a child. This is another life that you have to take care of that you're responsible for. That has to be your only focus. I can't stress
right.
that enough.
Yeah, and I agree with both of you guys. But I think there's another thing that we didn't take into account is that if the child does not see the abuse and you keep that child away from the abusive person, the child's going to start hating you because you didn't give that particular person and that child a connection, or you took that connection away. And they wonder why you took that connection away. And you're not explaining anything to that child and say, hey, you know, because he's a bad person. He's not bad to me. Daddy loves me. Why can't I see daddy? And now they're going to go around being resentful to you, even though that child doesn't understand what's going on. So I agree. Some way you have to have a mediator to actually talk between you two so you guys can make sure that child can still grow in a protective flower pot and not being exposed to all the evils that's actually going on within your relationship between the father and the mother. Let's go on, guys. For people that are co-parenting, I guess both of you guys are both co-parenting, is it enough
uh-huh.
to just speak or see your child only on the weekends? Amadi, what do you think
no.
about that?
No.
Explain
no,
why.
Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. It doesn't even make sense. Like, I get in fights over, not even fights, but, you know, like, we get in arguments because I don't feel like I get a chance to see my son enough. And it's amazing, like, because it's just not enough time because I work on Sunday, so I don't end up seeing him for most of that Sunday, and that could be a
mm-hmm.
weekend I have him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, the weekends are definitely not enough time. I mean, then it should also be – so when you're working with somebody and you are able to co-parent with them, you're able to make
mm-hmm.
decisions based on some common sense versus what the court has told you to be, you know, to be followed. So, for example, if I'm off on a day that I'm not, he's not supposed to, you know, be with me, why can't he be with me? You know what I mean? If he's off too, you know what I'm saying? Like that's got to be like, you know what, Hamadi, I'm going to send H2 over to your house because I know that you're off and he wants to come over there. You know what I mean? But yo, check this out. Here's a curveball, all right? There's a curveball I got thrown at me the other day. How about this? At his age, though, he might not want to come over. He hit me with the, nah, you know what, Dad? I think I just kind of want to lay here for a few hours. I had to kind of eat that. That was a tough one. I thought it was her. It was crazy. I thought it was her. So I was calling. I was like, hold up, what? I said, what did you say to him?
Yeah.
What did you tell him? Like, what did you, like, you bugging? Like, and she's like, no, you got to talk to him. So I called him, and he was like, nah, Dad, honestly, I just want to lay here. Like, I didn't really pressure him or nothing, but he was like, I just want to lay here. My son is not – he's like me, but he's not like me. So whereas he's really comfortable just being by himself, literally. Doesn't even want anybody to bother him.
Serena?
I don't think that you can be a parent only on the weekend. And I think that sometimes when it's court-ordered, people believe that you do have to go by the court. You know, because they still harbor, you know, ill feelings towards the other parent. And it's, no, this is not your week. You have to think that if a kid wants to be with their with the other parent or their dad, as we're talking about this now, if they want to be with their dad, let them go with their dad. That's free time for you. Do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
But sometimes women, when they break, when it's a bad breakup and they have a child and it's you know, they're not getting along with the father, they use their child as leverage, which is wrong because that kid is going to grow up and he is going to hate you. He's not going to say it until he's old enough and out the house, but he's going to hate you. He's going to start doing things. You have to let them go. You know, get a life. Your kid is not your life. Let that kid go with his dad and have your free time. Take a nap.
Yeah,
just let him
go. I don't get that. Like, I don't get that. Why do
you
have to?
I know so many women that do that.
But why do women want to hold their child back from their father? I don't get that. Like, if he's not abusive, he takes good care of the child. What is wrong if he wants to spend more time with them?
I believe that it's either they want to be back with the man, they're mad that he's moved on. And he just may have moved on, and now he's doing better than when he was with you. So you figure, well, hold up. Now,
I'm sorry, say that again. Say that again a little louder.
I said he may have moved on with someone else, and now he's doing better than he was when he was with you. So now you're like, hold up. What she's getting should have been mine. So I'm going to just hold his son. I'm not going to let his son go with him. But people change. I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago. But women, they'll hold on to it, especially when it comes to money. When it comes to money, oh, you didn't pay. Sometimes a guy is struggling just like you struggling. And he just has enough to pay the bills. But if he can give his time, 10 out of 10, that child's going to choose to be with his father. Spend time with his father, then get a pair of new Jordans.
Well, and if he gets a chance to get the new Jordans while he's spending time with his father, it's a win-win for the kids.
We're not
talking
about that.
That's usually what happens.
We're talking about time. It's about time. Okay?
Okay, but I said if he gets both, it's a win-win, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's a win-win, but it is a win-win, but time is more important because you can't
get
that.
Oh, there's no argument there. He definitely there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, no.
Well, you guys both brought up something pretty interesting, and we had a show probably about 4 weeks back talking about fatherhood, what it means to us. And within that show, the child support system came up. And I gave my views about it. I'm definitely not an advocate of it at all. At all. I hate it. I hate what they do to especially black men in the child support system. Like, I gave an example before, and an example that I gave is that, you know, my wife Tiffany used to work for DFACS, the Department of Children Services, Protective Services, and within that system, a man came up in front of the judge, and the judge asked him, do you have your child support money? And the man said, no, Your Honor, I don't. Okay, 30 days in jail. Okay, 30 days elapsed. He came back up in front of the judge. Do you have the money for your child support? No, judge, I was in jail all this time. Okay, you go back to jail. So now this person is stuck in the actual system. You have the court system mandating who you are as a person, how much time you actually see your actual child. So my question to both of you guys, are you guys an advocate for the child support system, or do you think that we as people should govern ourselves instead of letting the government govern us? Marty, I'll let you take this one first.
Absolutely, we should be governing ourselves. The child, yo, listen, check this out. So child support takes 3%, all right? That's off gate. So, you know, we could have done this, you know, we could have done this ourselves. But the problem was is that you need a referee, so to speak. You know what I mean? And the state steps in. One of the things that, like in my situation, when I went for a downward modification, when I lost my job, that, you know, it's so real because the child support is, it's crazy. There's no respect for the man, period. None. I'm not even going to get into the numbers, but I mean, you know, like I said last show anyway. So I went for a downward modification because I didn't have a job anymore. And the judge was like, no, not acceptable. You just got to find a better job. I'm like, what?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you got to find it. You got to find a better job. Wow. You just, because that's just not going to cut it. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get a lawyer. I'll be back.
That?
You know what I'm saying?
Like what kind of
what's wrong? Like that?
That.
But this is the system we're in. It's just not about. It's not about what. So for the system, they say it's about the child. It's not. It's about the system. You know, it's about the system. So you really got to be careful with that.
Go ahead, Serena. What do you think?
Okay, so
like
my situation is a little different. Yes. Okay, so my situation is different because I had no choice. I had to do it because my son's father wouldn't do anything. He was working at a pharmaceutical plant, and we split up, and he was living with another woman, and he wasn't helping. My son was young. He was a baby. He wasn't helping at all. Now, mind you, I would talk to him. I would talk to his mother, talk to his family. He wouldn't do anything. So I had no choice. I had to do it because I knew that he was not going to do it because he now had moved on. Even though this child, I carried this child for 9 months and had him, and he wasn't willing to help. And my son was like 2 weeks old. I knew he wasn't going to help. So I had to take him. Now, I think that some women do it because they're trying to get back at the father. I did it because I needed him to help out with my son,
need,
and I knew he was
support.
Not going to be there. Yes.
You needed true support.
Because
you tried
I gave
every
him a
angle,
chance.
And that's what you came up with.
Yes. I did. I tried to tell him, send me a money order so you have a record. I don't care. I just need you to help with Jordan.
Right.
And he didn't. He would do it one time, and then a whole month would go by. Mind you, we were still married. But he just, once he left, he figured that everything was on me. Now, I'm out for 6 weeks. I'm not working. You know, when you're on maternity leave, they don't pay you the whole amount that you would normally get every 2 weeks. So I'm struggling. And that was really, really hard. And I talked to him, and, you know, I went through every avenue I could. And he just did not do right. Now, some people do it. Some guys put themselves on child support. But I do feel like the court system, because they just don't want to deal with it. And I understand that. But I feel like the court system, like, you can't lock somebody up and expect them to pay child support. How are they going to work to pay the child support if you're locking them up? That's wrong. And there's a lot of things in there. But for my situation, I honestly had to testify in everything in front of the judge. About everything. You know how embarrassing that is to have to put all your business out and for public record?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if when you have to do that, it's first of all, it's embarrassing. It messes with your head. You know, you feel like, gosh, what did I do wrong that I have to go through all of this when he knew, you know, we have a child together. So I think some guys, they need to have it done because they'll have the money and still don't want to send it. Like, your child needs to live. They need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You think that what we made it together. We shared bills and everything else. So all of a sudden, one income you think is enough to take care of me and a child
mm-hmm.
without your help? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so, yeah.
I'm with you with all that, but there's one thing I have to say with that. And, ladies, I please hear me on this. When we dealing with the child support system, and I Serena, I'm not trying to knock you down because you said you went through all avenues. I'm with you on
mm-hmm.
that. But when you guys, ladies, when you make that decision to put a man on child support, just think about it like this. If you know he's not going to pay, and he might not be in your son's life now or daughter's life now, but you already know within the United States, it's a corporation with the penal system. And the number mm-hmm. one cash crop they have is the black male. So once you start putting him in the actual system, he's that cash crop now. So now you have your child's father into the system that is going to have that scarlet letter on him for the rest of his life. So if he does get back out and he does be a good citizen, he does become a good man to your child, he's probably not going to get a good job. He's probably not going to be able to do side jobs because people are going to look up his background and see that he has a criminal record. So if you're okay with all of that and you still want to put him on child support, okay, I'm with you on it. But just make sure that you take that into consideration before you start putting the government into your business. Because like you said, Serena, you have to dirty out all your laundry out there or put your dirty laundry out
everything.
There so everybody can know.
Yes.
I got a caller uh-huh. on the line, so let's see what our caller has to say. Hello, caller. Welcome to OK, We're Listening. Say your name and say hello to our panel and also where you're from.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tony, and I'm from South Carolina.
Hey, Tony. How you doing today?
Hi, Tony.
Hello, Serena.
Hi, Tony.
Hey. I wanted to make a remark in regards to this thing on being on child support or in the system.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you are going to lay down with a woman, then mm-hmm. you already have and make a baby with a woman, mm-hmm. then you have made a choice. Either you're going to stand up and handle the responsibility or you are not. And if you choose not to, then that puts you in another category. Either you're going to do your job and help support, or you're going to have to be made to do your job. Now, if you're having to be made to do your job, then you accept the responsibility of everything else that comes down with that. Mm. Be it that if you don't stay up with the child support payments, whatever was agreed upon, you know, then you have to face the jail time. You have to face what, you know, whatever repercussions come from being there, from not doing what your responsibility is. Mm-hmm. Granted, if you are one who decides to stand up, be the man, be a father figure, be supportive financially, mm-hmm. emotionally, then mm-hmm. no, you should be able, if you and the mother are able to, you know, sit down and come up to a financial agreement that's going to be something that you will be able to support, then you don't need to be in the system.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. But, you know, Tony, like you said, if you guys come to an agreement, a lot of times we got ladies out here that's not even trying to get to this agreement. It is the first thing they're doing is going down to the courthouse.
Going down to the courthouse.
So
yeah,
this is true.
We need to have
but then
more
if that's
like
the case, it's because they already know he's not going to do anything.
But we can't assume what anybody's going to do.
Or sometimes it could be because they're bitter. It could be
that
because they're bitter, too.
We can't assume anything. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. We can't assume anything, ladies. We have to make sure, like we say, we're having a conversation. If we have a conversation and you're like, hey, I don't want to put you on child support. I want you to support your child yourself. I want you to be the man to support your child. And he's like, oh, whatever, boom, 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 yada, yada, yada. And you still not getting anywhere with him, and you give him all the chances it's possibly can, then I get it. But if that's the first option or if that's a threat, you know, what do you think we're going to react like? We're going to be like, dump you, and we're going to give your life a living hell. You know,
but
so we have
vice
to
versa.
Have.
But that's
I
vice
don't
versa.
Disagree.
If you're threatening, but if, you know, you're not gonna if you're gonna threaten and say that you're not gonna take care of your child, then that's the course we got to take.
Well, I don't disagree, but the conversation should happen first. Tony, thank
correct.
You for calling
I agree
in,
on that. Thank you.
And hopefully you can stay
thanks,
tuned to us next week and the week after.
Sure.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
What do you guys think about that? You know, first the conversation, then go to courthouse, or not at all
the
courthouse?
I do think that, well, okay, so my thoughts about this is like this. A lot of women, not a lot of women, there are some women who genuinely just want you to be there for your child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most women want you to be there for your child. But there are some women who are very vindictive, who want to hurt you, and thinking by hurting you is getting in your pocket.
Mm.
There's some men that will pay the child support and still won't come see their child because they don't want to deal with the mother. And
mm-hmm.
the girls, the women don't understand. You are ruining your child's life when you
mm-hmm.
make it so that their father cannot be in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You have to grow up, and you're going to have to, like, mature fast
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because you can't. Mm-hmm. And then you want to sit and put them on child support and sit in court, take off from work, sit in court, and do all these things. I don't want to go to court.
Right.
When I go to court, like that costs me money, so I don't want to go to court.
And you're just seeing your side of things. Like, you don't want to be hassled. And Almighty's giving us another side. I'm like, hey, or you don't make this amount of money, we'll get a better job. How are you going to tell me to get a better job?
No,
exactly.
Black men doesn't belong in court at all. Sorry.
Not at all. Cause soon we
not at all.
In.
Not at all.
So then
not at all. Not with,
not with
what's going on in this day and age. Doesn't belong in court? No.
And I agree with you. But you also have to talk to these men and tell them, listen, they need to put their feelings aside and they need to do what's right for their kid. Because sometimes men take it too far. And they come out there. You know how to push a woman's buttons that you've been with. You know how to say
right.
just the right thing and push her buttons to make her to set her off.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to have to just swallow that and not say anything and be just as calm as ever. If you need to have a shot before you go over there and talk to her or call her, but you need to try to be as easy as possible. Because people who have been in relationships, you know how to set each other off. You know exactly what to say.
Oh yeah.
So to make it
easier, mm-hmm.
exactly. So if they need to find a mediator, they could look for a mediator to be there to like be the referee, like Hamadi was saying earlier, to be the
mm-hmm.
referee, so they don't have to worry about you know going back and forth and you said this and no you said that. No, we're here for a resolution, so we don't have to
mm-hmm.
do this. I
mm-hmm.
think that
mm-hmm.
if you want to. Just like you set it up for the courts to take it out automatically, set it up so that you can get this money transferred to her checking account every other week or every week whenever you get paid. That's
mm-hmm.
what you keep it out. Be proactive. But you want to
okay,
call her
okay.
every name in the book, you can't do that.
Because
she's going to get you in the end.
I got you. What about this, guys? I got another question for you. Hey, Sarita, I'll ask you this first. When it comes to your
okay.
son, or when you were raising your son, because I know your son is out of high school now, but when you was raising your
yeah.
son to become a man, and you was making
mm-hmm.
decisions for him with your baby father or your ex-husband, did you involve
mm-hmm.
your son in the decision-making?
I when he was, like, probably, I would say around 12, 11, 12, 13, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because
Somebody?
I think
oh,
that
ahead,
it's important. Oh, I think it's important
no, please,
for them
please.
to have a say. I think it's important
Absolutely.
For them to feel like they matter. Your kid. I may not be the
Hold
most
on, what?
Traditional parent. I'm not the most traditional parent.
No, but
I
you said the kids to have a say in what?
And if you make a decision for them, should they have a say? Would you talk to
At
him?
How old?
Yeah.
At how old?
I said 11, 12, 13. I talked to him and got his input on things. That not saying that
right,
what
but,
his word was what it was, but I did
yeah,
include
no.
him in certain situations. Listen, let me finish. The way I raised my son is the way I chose to raise my son. I wasn't raised that way. My mother told me what I was going to think and what I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to change that, and my son is very successful. My son has never been in trouble. My son is not a troublemaker, never been kicked out of school, no problems with my son. He's 18, works and goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
But that worked for me. It may not work for other people, but for me, I said I would never, like, let him get in trouble, not tell him why he's in trouble. You know, my mother was like, what she told me. She ain't talk. She told me, and that was it. No talk back. Me and my son have conversations, and we've had conversations since he was little.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I choose to raise my son. And we have a great relationship because of that. Go ahead.
All right, so real quick, because I'm actually going through that situation right now. So there's some topics
okay.
that your child, yes, you can go ahead and take their input, but then there's some decisions mm-hmm. that aren't left up to the child, okay? That's just point blank, period.
Nobody's
saying
to leave it up to them.
Let me just finish what I'm saying, all right? I got 5 minutes. Let me finish what I'm saying, all right? So if it's something like, for example, like my mom and dad would make me do things that I might not necessarily wanted to have done. Like if I wanted to go, for example, to the museum of the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History, right? If that was a decision that I left up to the child would most likely say, no, I'm not really that interested, right? So, no, that's not a decision
not
I'm going to leave
son.
Up to the 12-year-old child. So,
not my son. You want to go.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. So, again, it
mm-hmm.
depends on each situation is going to be different. So I'm going to say that it has to be each situation has to be handled on an individual basis, and it also depends on who the other person is you're dealing with. So if somebody's going to leave that decision up to a 12-year-old child, then you really have to be like maybe you want to step in and add a little bit more input than you would normally or a little bit more pressure than you would normally add because you feel like that's the situation or an experience that your son or your daughter should have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, you said something like that. Your son would automatically want to go to, so that wouldn't even be a discussion that you'd have to have.
Exactly. So that's why I said everyone is different. My son is very, like, he's a history buff. He's, you know, it's different. I'm not saying that my son makes decisions. I'm saying that we listen to him, to his input, how he felt about certain things. If it's going
to be
let
me ask you something. How would you feel about that? How would you feel that? Because I am having that situation right now. If we had a kid, right, and I said, listen, you know, I want to take my son to the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History, how would you feel
mm-hmm.
about that? Would you leave that a decision up to him, or would that be a decision
no.
that you'd be like, you know what, that's a decision that we need to make?
That's a decision that we need to make. I would say, listen, do
good.
You want to go?
Hey, you hear that? Hold on. Say that again. say that again for the people in the back of the room.
Yeah,
listen, you know what's going on right now. We know what's going on right now.
No. No.
Not you. Serena, has nothing to do with you. Chill. Relax.
Oh. But I would still get his input. Why not? Why wouldn't you? How old is your son? 13, 14?
Nah, he's 12.
He's 12.
That's what I was saying, like that. And but you gave me the answer. You gave me the answer that I felt like that you know needed to be said. That you said the responsible answer. Yes, that's the decision that we make together.
We make together.
Okay, guys. We got 2 minutes left. I would like you guys to close out with your closing arguments or your closing thoughts. I guess 30 seconds each. Serena, go first. Madi, then I'll close out. Go ahead.
I think that people need to put their kids first when it comes to co-parenting. I think you have to put your personal feelings aside from the person that you decide to have a child with that you're no longer with. And it's okay to be in separate houses and raise your children together. That's okay. Sometimes it's better because they don't need to feel the tension and the energy when it's the two of you together. Because kids can read everything. They feel everything. That's all I have to say.
Cool. Marty.
Go ahead, Marty.
I'm sorry. My only thing in closing is that, My only thing in closing is that it's very important that you make the right decisions, and it all boils down to the children. I'm just very thankful that my son's mother makes responsible decisions for our child. I'm very thankful that my daughter's mother makes responsible decisions for my daughter, her daughter, and our family. So, with that being said, I do appreciate Greg, of course, bringing me on the show. And I want to turn it back over. Thank you to everybody, of course, listening, all my friends and people that were listening. And I'm looking forward to doing this again in the very near future.
Cool. Well, thank you both for coming in, Serena and Amadi. I got a question for you. Next week I have a show. It's going to be called Should You Stay in a Relationship for the Children? And I want both of you guys to come back on. So would you guys come on the show with me?
Why?
Yes.
I'll
let you
guys
come
on the show with me next week.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Said yes, but the answer to that was no. Yes and no.
Okay, okay. So also, we're going to have a pretty good
week,
thing next week as well, too. We're going to have a artist going to be on our show. His name is Cyre. He has a new song out that's basically talking about that same particular topic. So we will premiere that on our show live. So I'm very happy and very thankful for him to actually allowing us to use our platform to actually give us a chance to display his music. Yeah, guys, I really, really think that it's very important for parents to really take in consideration of their child instead of taking consideration of themselves. Amadi, you said something really important. I think women should listen to that as well, too. You know, your baby mother told you, no, it's not me doing it. Your son didn't want to come. And you said you had to eat that. You know, a lot of men will eat things that their children tell them instead of, you know, the other parent telling them, because that's the first thing, you know, it comes to your mind. Like, man, why are you doing this? Are you separating me from my child? But if your child is telling you something, a lot of times a child and a parent will actually have that connection, and a parent will actually hear to what the child is saying. So tune in next week, guys, the same time, 9 o'clock at OK, We're Listening. If you want to find out more information about our show, like I said, you can click on the follow button at the bottom of your screen, as well as go into our Facebook page of OK, We're Listening, and also our Instagram page of OK, We're Listening. And you want to tweet us, OK, We're Listening. Thank you so much, everybody. Love y'all. Until next time, we're gone.